All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. Thank you for being with us. The 14th day of May 2018. At 8:06 in the morning, the halfway, almost halfway point of May, the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman, is riding shotgun. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Doing all right?
No, I'm hot.
It was a little bit toasty.
It's a lot toasty.
Yeah.
And it's not slowing down. The average high temperature this time of year is 72 degrees. It's 71 at 8:07.
Yes.
On the middle of May.
Yay.
Why are you sweating, bro? A little warm out there?
Just a little bit.
My goodness. So we've traded in July for May, which is fine. 88 yesterday, I believe, tied the National Weather Service high temperature in Indian all time on Mother's Day, whatever that is. Highest temperature on May 13th ever.
Remember when it snowed in mid-April?
I remember sitting here complaining that it was 48 degrees when it should be
right.
62 degrees.
Right.
And how
that's where that pendulum swung the opposite direction.
It's still swinging away and away and away. And if you thought yesterday's 88 was warm, 91 today. It won't be a record. The previous record was 95, so we're going to take some getting to get to that. 20% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. 20% chance of a thunderstorm tonight, down to 68. It's not even cool enough to open the windows.
No,
at
not anymore.
85 on Tuesday, 60% chance of thunderstorms, 80% on Tuesday night, down to 64. Wednesday, 50-50 chance, it'll be 81. That sounds downright delightful. Thursday, 77, 60% chance of thunderstorms, 80% chance on Friday, 81. And then we go back to the weekend, 86, 86. With 50-50 or better chances of thunderstorms. So, May, we usually get around six inches of rain. We've gotten not even an inch yet at the halfway mark.
Mm-hmm.
Our high temperature is rig crazy. And The only nice day we had in May was graduation Saturday. And thankfully, that was it.
16, 2 weekends ago, yes.
Yeah, it was 72 degrees or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful. So we've at least hit the big numbers right. Now we need to hit the Indy 500.
It was nice that we had a spring that was a three-day weekend as opposed to just, you know, Saturday, Sunday kind of thing.
A four-day weekend?
Yeah.
Did we have a chance? No, we didn't. But you can follow along and take a look at where we're going with this. And the answer is in the 80s. This is not a hot patch. This is a 15-day look of warmth. So the wardrobe will need to change here in the WGCL greenhouse studios.
The linen pants.
We're growing hemp and alfalfa in here because it's hot enough to do so. So you know that's going to happen. The whole building's air conditioning thing's going to go out like
Stop.
It does every year.
Stop. We had the elevator last year. We don't need the air conditioning this year.
It happens every year. When it gets really hot, everybody cranks it up at once. And then
ice blocks and portable fans.
Can't roll the roof open. Can't roll the roof back. Can't do that at all. Here we are on a Monday morning, and every Monday, every other Monday, we check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Kelms from the Bloomington Police Department. And you, sir, are off to a very busy morning this morning. Let's update everybody on what's going on. First of all, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right, but as you said, we're really busy this morning. There's a lot going on out there.
There is. Why don't you give us an update on people wondering why traffic is slow on multiple parts in town this morning?
Well, outside of the normal construction, which slows everything down, we've got a couple of problems with some traffic lights. Looks like several of the intersections at North Walnut, the bypass, and 17th Street areas are the traffic lights are down. I'm not sure if we've got a transformer problem, but there's quite a few of those intersections where those lights are down. So make sure that if you're driving and listen to this on the radio, that you treat those intersections as four-way stops. Slow down. Traffic's going to be a real problem. And in some instances, there may be some officers directing traffic if we can get them there and get some help to get that done. In others, you may be on your own. So take your time. Treat those intersections like four-way stops. And just recognize that it's going to be a problem until we can get some of that power back onto those areas.
And the best part is if you're not in line waiting, avoid it, turn around, get out of there, and just don't go that way if you don't have to because you know that it's being backed up right now.
Absolutely. That's going to be a real problem. So stay away from that area. Another issue that we've got is in the 8th and Adams area. About 20 minutes ago, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department had a vehicle pursuit, which started from a traffic stop. Our officers were involved to assist them and help them with that. that accident terminated at 8th and Adams with a traffic crash. So there's a crash there, and that intersection is going to be closed for a while. So avoid that area as well. Of course, the thing about that is that's over on the west side of town, so we already know we can't drive over there. So hopefully people have been avoiding that area for a while.
Well, actually, just
hopefully...
I was just going to say, I just drove past that, and my first thought was that a truck came in underneath the bridge again and got stuck. But then I saw two more emergency vehicles.
Yeah, that's a common occurrence there. Yeah, that's a common occurrence to hit that bridge there. But in this instance, it was some law enforcement action, and it ended up in a crash. And I don't have any updates or anything. I'll leave that to the sheriff's department as to exactly what happened and why. But I just wanted to let people know to stay away from those areas because, again, traffic's going to be a real mess, and we're going to be trying to clean that up as fast as we can for everybody.
This is much appreciated.
Big city news here on a Monday morning. Well, you throw in all of that, and people are trying to get to school, obviously, with
right.
the MCC and RBB still in session here for the next couple of weeks. We haven't hit all three phases of summer just yet. Now we add the temperature to it. My goodness, that's not fun for anybody. This time of year, we always talk about this, when the temperature gets warmed up, and people say, well, why do you keep leaving your cars running? Well, the hotter it gets, the cooler the officers and the cooler the equipment needs to be.
Well, we have so many electronic equipment in those cars now, computers, radar devices, communication equipment, and they don't do well in heat. And so what tends to happen is as the temperature goes up, we have to keep those cars cool inside or all that equipment shuts down. It'll take an officer about almost 10 minutes to get their systems completely up and running. That's from logging in, making sure you've got your connections, going through about three different phases of logins, making sure you've got your screens up ready to go so that whenever they do take calls or arrive at calls, everything's right there so they have the information they need to solve the problems. And they can't do that on the way to a call for service. One, it's not safe to be trying to get all these things logged in while driving to a call for service. So you kind of have to have it ready to go beforehand. And every time they shut down those cars and the heat goes up, those computers automatically shut down, which would mean officers have to continually get back in and do that. So that's one big issue why we keep those cars running and why we have to keep them running whenever the temperatures get either really cold or really hot. And then another problem is 91 degrees out, our officers are going to be wearing, you know, dark uniforms, body armor, about 30 pounds of gear on top of the regular stuff. While the rest of the people are walking around in T-shirts and shorts, they're definitely dressed for work. And because of that, it gets really hot. So being able to get in those cars and cool down quickly is really important as well.
Do all the patrolmen, all the officers that are out, do they all have like a mobile hotspot? Are they on internet all the time as well? I mean, if they needed to do work online, so to speak?
Yes, all of the cars are connected. So all of the equipment is connected and they can get online. A lot of our accident reports, traffic tickets, those types of things work through the state already. So it's required that we have to be online for that. So they're able to do a lot of work from the cars. I think I've talked about this before when we've talked about substations and the ideas of having places where officers can go to get work done.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those squad cars are like mobile substations. They can do almost, you know, about 90% of their work from those police cars if they have to.
It's just an evolution. When my dad was on the sheriff's department here 30 years ago, he had the steel clipboard and everything was handwritten and so on. So I've been out of the loop a little bit.
Carbon copies.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
So.
Really,
it's been a minute.
You're making four copies.
That's why traffic's backed up. We're waiting there. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday to see what's going on. And busy week this week.
Well, yeah. There's a coffee with a cop, I understand, coming up.
Can we change that to ice water with a cop or
lemonade with a cop?
Snow cones with a cop?
We might have to. But it's going to be at the Holiday Inn. That's on the 17th at 8:30 in the morning. You know, we ask the people come on out the Holiday Inn there at 1710 North Kinzer, where we're going to be doing our monthly coffee with a cop. So it's a great time to come out and talk to officers. And this week's a really great week for us, too, because this is National Peace Officers Memorial Week. And National Police Week is something that's been going on since 1962. John F. Kennedy signed a bill into law in 1962 to proclaim this week Police Week, and it's an opportunity for us to recognize those officers that have lost their lives in the line of duty, and to honor them for their service. And it's national event.
Yeah, who organizes all of that? Is there a National Police Federation, or who puts that all together?
Well, there's a lot of different stuff going on. So locally, the Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP Lodge 88, is going to have an event on tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the on the courthouse square, and that's going to be again May 15th at 11 a.m. The FOP is going to have a memorial and honor those officers that have lost their lives in Monroe County. And then at a national level, the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C., has lots of events during this week. It's a large national memorial. They had their candlelight service, I believe, last night, which is really impressive to see when they have thousands and thousands of officers travel there. And if you've ever had an opportunity to see that, I know it's something that a lot of law enforcement officers have done. I've had an opportunity to go to the memorial. And it's a very sobering event as you go there and walk around and see all the names of those officers that lost their lives in the line of duty laid out in that memorial. And it's it's pretty intense. It's pretty amazing. And so they have a huge event there every year during National Police Week, and they bring a lot of people there. And then outside of that, it's all the local fraternal orders of police or police departments that put on their own memorials during this week.
And I've seen some of the pictures on social. It's a heck of a crowd they get at the. Where is that? The mall? Is that where it was in Washington, D.C.?
One of the squares, and I don't remember which one off the top of my head, where the National Law Enforcement Memorial is. So it's not on the mall itself.
Okay.
It's at the memorial.
Gotcha. And, just seeing some pictures posted on there on Facebook. It's pretty powerful things. And this happens annually this time of year. This isn't something new. Like you said, it put into effect in 1962. And
The week of May 15th annually is when they have National Police Week. And again, like I said, it's just a way to honor those officers that have lost their lives. I mean, we've been lucky enough here. The last officer we lost was Don Owens in August of 1975, whenever he was killed in the line of duty. And for the Bloomington Police Department, and obviously Sarah Jones with the Sheriff's Department, much more recent than that. But we, again, remembering that is really important to us, and we want to make sure that we do that. So this is a big week for us. The week started with that in our minds, and then of course we have all the work the guys are doing this morning. So it keeps us active, it keeps us busy, and it keeps us on our toes.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. He checks in every other Monday morning, so we get caught up on what's happening there. As always, you guys are looking to hire and train. Where are we in this cycle of the process? And any prospective candidates, where can they go? Where can they get signed up?
Well, we had a testing on Saturday, so that my weekend was busy with testing new applicants. We did that on Saturday with physical and written tests, but we take applications year-round. So anybody that's interested in law enforcement, anybody that's interested in being involved, we take applications year-round, and when we get a pile of them, we start running some processes. The hiring in law enforcement is so difficult right now. There's a lot of things going on that really departments are struggling across the country. You've got everything from, you know, unemployment being so low. There's a lot of great jobs out there. And law enforcement's a difficult job. And so when there are other better jobs or more appealing jobs out there, a lot of people will take those. And it drops that candidate pool for law enforcement. So we really start to find those people that are really interested in law enforcement and trying to help their community. And so those numbers come down, and it makes it hard. So we're always trying to recruit and find new people. The days of having one process a year, I think, are long gone. You have to keep this thing rolling because we're always in need of manpower. We're always in need of staff and trying to bring those good quality people in. And that's what we're looking for, is good quality people. Because if we can find good quality people for the position, we can teach them how to be good quality police officers.
And how much does it help to have the IU cadet program at Indiana University? Does that translate into things that help you?
We love that program. We love it a lot. I attended that program. A lot of the officers here at the police department did. You know, it's unusual. It's one of the few. It is the only program in the United States in which college students can go and get certified as police officers while attending college. So you get a college education, you get a certification in law enforcement, which makes you very attractive in the hiring process, looking for jobs outside of once you've graduated. And so we look over there very closely as they go through their processes, and those officers graduate from there. And we try to bring them over to Bloomington Police Department. Once we can get these students here, they recognize how wonderful a place Bloomington is and how they can stay and make a difference in the community. A lot of times we're able to bring them over and hire them on the police department. But we also look for people from all walks of life and all over the place. We really like that diversity. Bloomington is such a diverse community. We like that diversity as well in the police department. So we like to bring in people from all over the place that have a lot of backgrounds and experiences, because it really adds to the police department. So I use a great place for us to go look at that program, and we encourage people to be involved in that program. But, you know, we'll take a look at anybody that comes and wants to help the community.
Last week, Captain Kellums, I was out at Hoosier Hills Career Center and talked with one of the gentlemen who's running the fire protection program out there. Are there any programs for high school students that are considering a career in law enforcement? Are there similar type things, maybe not even locally, but across the state, that you're aware of?
Well, I mean, did we write this beforehand? Did you kind of script this out so you could just softball pitch this to me? I appreciate it. You know, we have our Teen Academy, which we've put on for the last several years. We're going into our fourth year of our Teen Academy. Mm-hmm. It's designed for 13 to 17-year-olds. That's run the last week of July, and we still have a few spaces open in that. And so you can come and get an application online at bloomington.in.gov, or you can come to the police department and pick up applications. And it's really designed to take those people that are interested in law enforcement. Maybe they're looking at it as a career. Maybe it's just something that they find interesting. And we spend the week putting them through a mini police academy. They get to do some of the physical fitness stuff that we have to do. They also get exposed to a lot of the different types of things they can do in law enforcement, things like our canine unit, the CERT team, accident reconstruction, criminal investigations, the lots of team building and events like that. So we have such a great time that week. It's a lot of fun. We run from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock at night. And the community is so awesome to help us with this program, because they donate a lot of things like lunches, food, snacks. So those kids, they don't even have to bring lunches with them. We'll have that taken care of. And it's just a great time. And it finishes on Friday with a graduation ceremony. They get T-shirts and just some great experiences. They get to meet a lot of officers. We have about 10 or 11 officers that help us. And these are officers that have been on our department for from a year to 20 to 30 years. And mm-hmm. so they get to experience a lot of different officers and get to know them as people and really have a great time. So we have so much fun with that program, and we still have some spaces open. So if anybody's interested, they should definitely sign up for that.
When is the deadline to apply? Any idea, or will you take them right up to the day of?
We because we have to order a lot of things, we kind of look at the deadline as that first week of July.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of July 4th, July 5th, somewhere around in there is the deadline.
Good.
The big holiday deadlines.
Big holiday deadline,
that's
yeah.
Right. Well, make sure you keep reminding us of that, because obviously we do have enough time to get more people in to fill that up, and it's a great opportunity for, again, the youth to figure it out, and a great summertime project. Hopefully it's not as hot as it is then as it is now. My goodness. We're melting here on a Monday. It's been a busy morning, and we, as always, we thank you for your time. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.